I'd like to start this hearing. Let's just make sure we've got the sound. Okay. How does this sound to you folks out there?
Terrible.
Terrible, right? How about now?
Better.
Is that better? Folks in the back?
About halfway.
Okay, I'm just going to talk fairly loud. First thing I'd like to do is say good evening and welcome and thanks for coming tonight to testify and listen to what is going to be said about the TransCanada project. My name is Gwen Hilton, and I am Commission Chairperson and Presiding Officer for the hearing. I'd like to have the commissioners and others at the table here introduce themselves. Steve, you want to start?
Steve Schaefer, Grand Lake Stream.
Rebecca Kurtz, Phillips.
Amy Mills from the AG's office.
I'm Catherine Carroll. I'm the Commission Staff Director.
Sally Farron from Beaver Cove.
Jim Netto from Winnebago Plantation.
And over on the left here, we have Angela Kluke, who is our recording this. Rebecca Renault, who's doing the sound system. And other staffers here, Samantha Horn Olson, Manager of the Planning Division, Marcia Spencer Famous, Senior Planner. And that's all of us up front here. This evening's hearing is being held pursuant to the provisions of 12 MRS, Section 685B. The hearing will be conducted in accordance with Chapter 5 of the Commission's rules for the conduct of public hearings. This evening's hearing is being held to receive public testimony on the matter of development permit DP-4860 submitted by TransCanada Maine Wind Development Incorporated to construct a 45-megawatt wind energy development in Kibbe Township and Chain of Ponds Township in Franklin County. The proposed wind energy development would consist of 15 3-megawatt wind turbines, an access road, a 34.5 kV collector line, a substation, and a short segment of 115 kV transmission line to connect to the existing Kibbe substation. The proposed project would use the existing Kibbe operations and maintenance building and the existing 115 kV transmission line that connects to Bigelow substation. The purpose of this public hearing is to allow the public to present direct testimony and evidence as to whether the development proposal meets the criteria for approval as specified in 12 MRSA of the Commission's statutes and also the Commission's land use districts and standards. Before we get to the public testifying portion of this, I believe TransCanada has a short presentation for us, and I guess I'll hand that over to you.
There we go. Okay. Good evening, everybody. My name is Toby Williamson. I've been working with TransCanada basically doing this type of thing, explaining the project to people in the local area for the last, this project for the last year, the original Kibbe wind power project for the last going on 3 years now, so or almost 4 years. So tonight I'm just going to give you a brief overview of the Kibbe expansion wind power project. I wanted to start by giving you a brief overview of the original Kibbe wind power project. So that is a 300... Is that better? Hello? Okay, great. So the original Kibbe wind power project is under construction right now. It's a $320 million investment, 44 3-megawatt Vestas turbines on two ridges. This is Kibbe Mountain right here and Kibbe Range. It's also an operations and maintenance building, this sort of orange dot right there. It's a 27-mile transmission line that connects into the New England grid, starting here and heading down and connecting into the existing Bigelow substation, which was upgraded as part of the original project. And so the Kibbe Expansion Project is roughly 2 miles from Kibbe Range. So again, here's Kibbe Mountain, and Kibbe Range is down here, this wishbone shape. And roughly 2 miles away over here is the Sisk Mountain, which TransCanada is proposing to put 15 3-megawatt turbines onto for a total of 45 megawatts. This would be a $100 million plus investment and support an additional year of construction benefits, create at least one more additional job, full-time job, and it would utilize the existing infrastructure that I pointed out in the previous slide. Oh, actually, could you back up just one, please? Just wanted to point out the visual resources that Gene Vissering, who did the visual study for the original project, and this project. So that we've got Arnold Pond here, Crosby Pond, Chain of Ponds, and then Kibbe Stream is in this area here. Next one, please.
Toby, so excuse me, could you speak up a little bit? We're trying to transcribe this, too.
Yeah. Try this other mic.
That.
Better? Is this better? Better? Check? No? Is this better? Hello? One, two, one, two. Good? Better? Okay. So again, this is just a closer up view of the project footprint. Again, 15 3-megawatt turbines along this ridge line here. The project would utilize a total of 7.4 miles of existing road. That includes the Goldbrook Road, 5 miles that were upgraded as part of the original Kibbe project that's off this map to the south here. And then 2.4 miles of upgraded road, the Mile 5 road off of the Goldbrook here, road here, roughly to that point there. And then the project would build an additional 4.7 miles of new roads, starting roughly here. So that would be 1.1 miles of access road, and then 3.6 miles of crane path along the top of the ridgeline. Also, there'd be a collector system that would bring the power from each of these turbines down and into the a new substation that would be built just off the map in this area here. There were several studies done to support the permit application, visual studies, sound studies, a shadow flicker study, plant communities, wetlands and vernal pools, birds, bats, and other wildlife, and historical resources. Just to give you one example of one of the studies, this is the sound contour map. Again, the turbines are roughly in this area, 15 turbines here. This is the transformer. In the substation that would be built. These lines here show the decibel levels starting close to the project, but in the 50 decibel range, getting out close here to the Chain of Ponds to the 30 decibel range. And to give you an idea of what that means, basically 25 decibels is termed as a quiet rural area. And the predicted and peer-reviewed sound levels at the camps along the Chain of Ponds are equivalent to current conditions and substantially below any regulatory limits. Very briefly, want to go through the tangible benefits and other benefits that are part of this project. The Maine legislature recently required all wind power projects to include $4,000 per turbine as a tangible benefit to a local community. So as part of this project, we'll be continuing the $1,000 per megawatt per year for the town of Eustis, so it would be an additional $45,000 each year. An additional benefit would be $150,000 to the Maine Department of Labor for the Franklin County Green Jobs Fund, which would be very similar to the Kibbe Boot Camp program that we ran, that the Career Center ran for this in this previous year in 2009. There'd be $150,000 for the High Peaks Alliance for Franklin County Trail Corridor Conservation. $100,000 for the Arnold Expedition Historical Society. That will be continuing a partnership that we developed with them during the initial Kibbe project. And that would be used for trail corridor conservation or historical interpretation. And finally, a Bicknell's Thrush Conservation Fund, $100,000 for the protection of their overwintering habitat down in the Caribbean. Very briefly, the anticipated schedule for this project. We installed a Met Tower up on the Sisk Ridge Line in the summer of 2009, filed the applications in the fall of 2009. We are hoping to receive a...
All right. Is it better without the microphone?
Yeah, just speak loud.
Check. Yes.
Okay, why don't you finish just using your voice, and we just want to make sure that Angela and the audience can
hear. Okay, great. Okay, great. So, just to finish up here, this is one of the last slides. We're hoping to receive affirmative decisions later this summer, and if the project is approved, we would start construction in the late summer of this year, and complete the project in the fall of 2011. So with that, just thank you for spending your evening tonight to tell the commissioners what you think about the project, and the rest of the evening is for you. So thank you again.
Do we want to take a, I think we do. We're going to take a five-minute recess just to see if we can work this out.